Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Go.
My little ears.
Okay,
dreams.
Little ears. You know what? You and I have that in common, Straight Nate.
Yeah.
Little ears.
Yeah.
And it's because of masks, right?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the recommendations from the CDC is to double mask when you're in places with a lot of people, blah, 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 blah. I can't put on two masks. In fact, I can barely put on one sometimes because my little ears don't allow it to hang on.
I'm the
like,
same
are
way.
My ears smaller than, like, average?
It may not be the size of the ears. It may be the curvature in the back, whether it's... It's going to be enough to hold that strap.
Yeah.
My strap popped while I was having a conversation with someone in a store. I was like, and I was exposed. Everyone could see my. And I was like, oh god.
See, on the other hand,
it's a little ear thing.
I have big ears. I grew up being called Dumbo and Will Smith because of my big ears. So
yeah.
with the mask, my ears literally, I look like a cartoon when it's popping off. So Nate, you have small ears. I overcompensate with my big ears. So.
Nate, it also could be your hair is growing poofy over your ears, so that might be interacting with the strap.
Could be.
Thank you very
it
much.
It could be that you guys are both more evolved than the rest of us, because I read that earlobes in your outer ear are going to disappear over time because humans don't really need them anymore like we used to.
It's true.
Was like one of 15 body parts that are going to go away soon.
Well, Nate and I could have told you we are more evolved than all of you.
Exactly. I should have guessed.
Whoa, what's on the list? What else is going to go away for not being used?
Okay, I don't remember
what happened
all of
to
them.
Your tailbone, huh? Remember the
yes.
tail?
Yes, right.
I'm so old, I remember having a tail. And I evolved, and it disappeared. Now it's just a coccyx.
You said
but you're right. They say that the coccyx is going to go away, too, because we don't even need that anymore. Right. The appendix was on it. I don't remember the rest. I'll have to Google it.
Why do we have these things if we really don't need them?
Well, because we don't need them anymore. What's that, Brody?
We used to eat rocks and grass and things that you needed an appendix, and your, some of your organs to break down.
What being ate
the gallbladder?
We ate rocks.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like hard things to digest. I use rocks to over-exaggerate the point.
Oh, okay.
We used to eat things that needed more breakdown that we don't need anymore.
And the tailbone, we didn't use it anymore. So the tail started leaving. It became the coccyx, and now the coccyx is leaving.
Nate, with your tiny ears, how'd you even hear what I said? Shush.
Fuck up, I heard you clearly. I heard you.
Yeah,
so
Garrett heard everything.
All right, Dumbo.
I do have a little test for everybody. Okay, so on that line.
What are you holding up?
I know, he keeps waving it around.
Is that my wooden penis bottle opener? Put that down.
Sorry.
You live in my house. You play with my penis bottle opener. I feel like you're trying to become me.
I am. What was that movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley, where he assumed the other guy's identity? Okay, so everybody, hold your thumb up like this.
Do you want us to do that bendy thing with it?
I want to know why first.
Okay, so this is those genetic traits that you may or may not have. So I have a hitchhiker's thumb. Do you guys have a hitchhiker's thumb?
Is this a hitchhiker's thumb?
Oh, my God. Elvis, look like you fucking broke
it. Oh, my God, you broke your thumb, Elvis. Shit.
See, that's why I don't want to do these fucking things, because you start making fun of people.
Look, Gandhi's got one.
Mine don't match.
Yeah, what's the Froggy deal? Doesn't. Okay, yep. Garrett
Froggy,
doesn't really have it.
Don't go hitchhiking, Froggy.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you guys roll your tongue?
No.
I can't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Scary can. Yeah,
I can't really.
Oh, Froggy can.
I can't do it. Can you fold it into a ribbon, though, where it goes like a squiggly? I've seen people
like a clam?
Who can fold their tongue like almost like waves.
Yeah.
So it's like
Yeah. No.
I've never seen that. That's scary.
Elvis, did you break your thumb?
Up and down?
Did I break my thumb? No.
No. So your thumb was always like that growing
both
up?
Like that. Yeah.
It's just like that. Interesting. And Gandhi, I feel like you could be like that lady who pops her eyeballs out of her head.
Can you touch your thumb against your wrist?
I cannot.
No.
No.
Can I touch my thumb to my wrist?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Can you do this?
Wait, hold on. Ready?
Ready? I don't think so.
That's from Zoom, the old TV show.
It is from Zoom.
On Zoom.
Can you do this?
Box 350, Boston, Mass. 02134.
How about this? Without help?
I need help for that.
Yeah, I need help.
Okay.
Anybody who's listening to this is going to be like, what in the hell are these people doing right now? Can you do this? You should watch
the podcast.
Are your earlobes attached? Mine are unattached. Are yours attached?
Mine
to what?
Mine are unattached.
Mine are semi-attached.
Froggies are attached.
Yours are attached. No.
You mean all the way down to the bottom?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, mine are unattached.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a give there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Little cleavage.
Wow.
Little
can
ear,
anybody
little cleavage.
Do the cherry got a little stem ear hang. In their tongue?
What's that, Danielle?
You know when you can tie the cherry stem in your mouth?
No.
I cannot do that.
I was cheated.
I think that's bullshit.
I have a friend who can do it.
I tried it and I choked.
Sometimes it takes longer than others, but yeah, it can be done.
Anybody who has an idiom versus Audi here?
Any.
I have a Volvo.
But not a Volvo.
No.
Do Audi belly buttons stink?
What?
It seems like they wouldn't be the other way around. They're not collecting. Well, no, Innie's do.
So I'm just wondering if Audi's do too.
I would think they, because you know, still has those
around the rim.
Yeah, you have to clean it.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
You know, we're having like a nice little innocent conversation, and then all of a sudden, here comes Scotty with smells from the body.
Ask Scotty
to clean his belly. But do you have any Q-tips in there?
I don't have them in here. You have to do that after a shower.
Yeah.
So
you clean, but you clean your belly button with Q-tips?
Yeah, probably maybe once a month after a shower, I'll get in there and I'll twirl it. And you really clean it. You would be surprised, but it's not just me. You'd be surprised what's in your belly button. You should clean it out every
once
in a while.
Come on.
I do it with alcohol.
But don't push too hard because you'll feel it in your brain.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
He used to send me pictures. I got a couple pictures of his nasty, soiled Q-tip from his belly button.
What's
in this? What's in this?
It had to feel in your brain.
Yeah,
what
could
is
you
that?
Back up? What are you talking about the brain thing?
Well, if you push too hard in your belly button hole, it sends shivers up your spine into your brain.
I'm trying right now.
Me too, yeah.
Well, you need a Q-tip. Plus, you should smell it after, too.
Okay, no.
So
I'm not.
Scotty.
Why? You're so disgusting. You're just so disgusting.
It's your body.
Do you smell toilet paper after you use it?
No, but I look at it.
Yeah, but you look to see when you're done wiping.
You have to.
We used to talk to Coast to Board Josh about the taste of earwax. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's gross.
What do you mean? How did he taste it?
You shouldn't eat bodily things. You can smell them, but you shouldn't eat them.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I'm glad you draw the line there, Scotty.
Of course. Yeah. Smelling okay. Tasting not okay.
Oh, my gosh. That opinion varies.
Yes, me too.
So.
Oh, look what just came out of my ear.
Gross. God, no. Scotty.
What is that?
Scotty.
What is that?
I don't know. I put my nail in it and dug something out.
Smell it.
Oh, man. Stop this.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got to go vomit.
No, seriously.
How much time do we have, Froggy?
Yesterday we went over, but we didn't go this far over. We still have about 6 minutes left.
Oh, dear God. 6 minutes of this? I can't handle it. Ew.
I have my
I'm
red.
Check my email.
I have my red leave meeting button punched up. I'm about to hit it.
All right, see you later.
I may do an early departure from this disgusting mess.
I had a random question, and I thought Danielle was the only one to probably figure it out. So, on Christmas is always December 25th. How come Easter varies all the time? Like Jesus didn't like die on.
Because it has to be on a Sunday.
Right, but the day, it's supposed to be like the day he rose, right, Danielle?
Yeah.
Easter?
I don't think they know the exact day.
But then why does it vary? But Christmas is always on the 25th. Easter is like on...
Because one's a birthday and one's a Sunday. That's why.
Right, but it still happened. But Garrett's point is it happened on a specific day. Why don't we celebrate on that day?
I don't even think Jesus was born on December 25th. I think that's just a thing.
Well, don't ask the Jews.
He was not.
I think they had it coincide with different pagan celebrations to make things easier for everybody back in the day.
What about Thanksgiving? That's the same thing. It moves around. It's always whatever Thursday.
Well, that's the fourth
Thursday. Always the fourth Thursday of November, always.
Exactly, but those were proclaimed by the government, right?
President.
They were just said, this is the day that will be a government holiday.
Is the Easter thing because he died on a Friday and he rose on a Sunday and you guys have Good Friday?
Yes.
Rose on a, so I think they kept the days because the days were important as opposed to... And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but... Wasn't Jesus born a completely different time of year, and they moved it to December?
That's what I said. I don't think he was.
I mean, again, I'm just a Jew, but that's what I heard.
And this I'm learning more from the Jew, so it's fine.
This is the
right. The Jew is very learned.
The most important and the most holy week in the Catholic religion.
Yeah, that is correct.
Passover.
Because it's Passover.
That's right.
Good Friday is the highest.
Froggy's so excited about this conversation. Yeah. He's eating his headphone cord.
Danielle also gave up chocolate, but then the other day I think she ate some chocolate, right, Danielle?
Oh, I had chocolate for my birthday.
Wow. Don't tell anyone. I didn't want you let that out.
Thanks, love
you. Oh, he already knows.
Tell anyone.
This is not the time that St. Patrick's Day fell on a Friday during Lent.
Hold on
and then everybody said,
"You're not going to
the priests said it's okay to eat corned beef and cabbage on this specific Friday," and they just totally threw the entire law out the window. So,
Danielle and Elvis, don't fucking try to shame me for Daniel eating chocolate. The man upstairs, he watched you eat the chocolate. He knew you were even going to do it before
he
you did it.
I know, but
my fault.
But you know how people are so triggered. They're out there going, "Oh my God, a good Catholic just ate chocolate."
If that's your biggest problem, then you got a really good life going.
Froggy, the man downstairs saw her do it too.
My dad used to tell me that he goes, "You could cheat on Sundays," and I was like, "What are you talking about?
You just make up the rules as you go."
No. Because it's 40 days, and if you look at the time between Lent, you know, when Lent starts and ends, if you add the weekends in, it's the Sundays, it's more than 40 days. So I think he was right, but I still never did.
The way I see it is if you're going to break rules along the way, then why even bother doing it to begin
with?
You
don't it at all, I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's exactly it. I'm not doing it because I'm done with it because people decide to put in all these other sub-rules.
The
and
study
because,
of loopholes.
Right,
who
that's
cares?
Why. I'm sure
loopholes.
I just love everyone's going to be talking about Danielle at Easter Sunday Mass on Sunday. Did you hear Danielle had chocolate?
No, let's say an extra prayer for Danielle Monero this week.
Elvis, did you see the story that came out, the fact that more people are not religious now than there are that are religious?
Yeah.
Well, is that the entire world or just the United States?
I think the United States. I mean, I know it's been, it's
well, they're
angry.
Saying that church attendance is way down, but I'm thinking, well, there's COVID. Maybe that's why. You know, I don't know. Right. Are they judging it by the number of people who show up to a church?
Well, religion is also expensive, you know, and people are tight for cash right now.
Yeah. Scotty. So Scotty's gonna pass.
You can participate with not a lot of cash.
Wow. In case you're wondering, there's only 3 minutes left, in case you're wondering.
You don't need to give a donation, Scotty.
Yeah, but they look at you sideways if you don't.
It's very expensive.
God knows if you gave money or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that said, can we go back over the last 15 minutes? The things we've been talking about? Weird body functions, the things we can do with our body. Scotty B pulled earwax out of his ear. We talked about the taste of earwax, then we started talking about religion.
Belly buttons.
And belly buttons. This has been the strangest 15-minute morning show podcast, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Listen.
I got something.
What do you got, Brody?
Do you guys get bothered by owning two things that are supposed to match but then don't? Right? I'll give you an example. We had a washer and dryer, and I know not everybody's fortunate enough to have those, but we had blue washer and dryers we bought like 15 years ago. Well, the washing machine broke, so I ordered a new white one, but the dryer's not broken, and it's blue, so I have a white and a blue.
No.
And it's driving my family crazy.
Why?
But I don't want to buy a dryer when I don't need one.
You don't need one. You're doing fine. No.
Hey, Brody.
No, Scotty got upset.
Well, that's Yankee colors, Brody.
Not this blue. Oh, it's more of a periwinkle.
Okay.
Oh, that's
I like that you know sports, Scott.
Periwinkle.
Look, no. It's a dryer, color it's a washer. If you had them in your living room where everyone could see, you don't.
Saying I should be embarrassed if anybody saw them, though, Elvis.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm just saying it doesn't matter. I mean, even if you were embarrassed, it wouldn't matter because your friends don't go into the laundry room and judge you for your discolored appliances.
See? You're judging.
I'm not judging, but I'm saying if you are worried about them not matching, don't worry about it because they're not in a place where anyone can see them.
Are they in the mud room?
Who? I don't have a mud room. What world do you live in, bougie?
Why do they call it that?
I do. I have a mud room.
Mud rooms are bougie.
Shut up.
Amy wants one. Why do they call it that?
You know what? They're anti-bougie. I mean, if you were bougie, you wouldn't live with mud in your yard.
No, you have a room just to get dirty in. I don't have that.
No, it's where you come in. Go ahead, Elvis. Go ahead.
Go ahead. He's right. You come in from the mud and take off your muddy shoes.
No, you have a room that protects the rest of the house, and it's just for the mud.
It's so you can take your dirty fucking shoes off and not track the house.
You have a part of the house just to protect the rest of your house.
Yes. What's wrong with that? That's not bougie.
That's bougie.
No.
Well, no. A door does the same thing. Okay, bougie man, take your doors off.
Hey, do you take your shoes off when you go to Elvis'
door
place?
The door is not a whole room.
No.
You're not taking your shoes off in my apartment
in fact,
where you're staying
all
me?
Of the dog shit to walk out on the sidewalk.
You know, I'm calling the front desk. I'm having you evicted from my apartment today. You're done.
Elvis, Nate turned Elvis' entire apartment into a mud room.
By the way, fuck you. A dog shit room.
You should see those curtains.
Nate,
you already changed the locks.
Nate, you got to hear me out. You are only in the computer until Thursday. After Thursday, they will not let you in. So just understand that.
Didn't he say he's going to a hotel this weekend?
Well, let him go.
No, that's
hold on, Nate, what did you do to the curtains?
Oh, I did what Scary does in hotels.
Stop it. Stop it. That's disgusting.
Hey,
you relieved yourself on my curtains?
No, I ejaculated on
it. I never ejaculated on a curtain in my life.
Well, I guess we know we're getting Elvis for his birthday instead of wine, a black light.
No, curtains.
New curtains.
I never. I've accused other people of coming on curtains at hotels. And that's why,
Nate?
I don't touch curtains anytime I go to a hotel because they don't clean them.
Nate?
They don't clean them.
Nobody jizzes on the curtains in a hotel, Scary.
Hey, yes, Nate, does the carpet match the drapes?
It does now.
What, does the guy get up and run across the room? Oh, I'm almost there. Boom. Let me go to the curtains.
I'm calling them now. No, seriously. Is Heather working out of my apartment right now?
Hey, Drake,
getting
Nate.
Kicked out. No, I'm being serious. You know this is my serious face. You are out of the apartment. You're
that's
out of the
your
apartment.
Serious face.
Drake, Nate.
You think it's funny? You think it's
that's
funny?
That's his new name.
Homeless man? You think it's
Elvis.
Funny?
Elvis, can we call him Drake Nate from now on?
He loves it.
No. You're out.
Drake Nate.
They're not curtains,
really
they're spurtons. Somebody open the spurtons.
And now for the final spurton. Get out of my apartment, you
piece
of shit.
Hey, Elvis, you should replace those with excretion blinds.
Oh, my God. All right, we're done.
That was stupid.
All right, we're done.
Bad joke.
Well, we were
bad.
Done a long time ago.
If you're going to correct someone, make sure you're right. And if you're going to tell a joke, make sure it's funny, Brody.
No one laughed for you.
They're laughing at the stupidity of that.
Hey,
joke.
What apartment does Elvis live in? 12 DNA.
We should have stopped a while ago.
All right. Yeah.
He is a machine gun of comedy.
If you get a machine gun, how are those drapes, Nate?
Wouldn't 2P have
been
better?
No, you're out of my apartment. You're taking advantage of me, and no, you're out.
These blinds used to be sheer. Why can't we see through them any longer?
It's curtains for you, Nate. You're out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I hate you. Dick.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.